Before you hear the rest of what the manager has to say, you have some time to look at questions 6 to 10. Now listen and answer questions 6 to 10.
OK, now I'll give you an idea of what to expect in the next few days. You'll each be spending today and tomorrow with one of our staff, following him or her around, sitting in on meetings, and generally learning about that particular activity. Now, this is how I've allocated you. Carol, you said in your interview that you're interested in finance, so I've put you with a person who deals with payments to staff. This is the busiest week in the monthly cycle, as all the overtime has to be calculated before payday. Now, Frank, I believe you've already had some training in sales, and you want to look at the process from the other side, so the purchasing section is where you'll start off. You'll be able to find out how we buy goods and services from our suppliers. Next on the list is Philip. You said you hope to work in advertising, so I had arranged for you to work alongside our marketing manager, but I'm afraid she's on sick leave at the moment, so instead you'll be with someone who deals with sales to other countries. As you speak two or three languages, you should find you can use them. Stephanie, you didn't mention any preference, so I've put you with a warehouse manager. We purchase goods almost every day and have frequent deliveries, so you'll see how we handle all the goods that come in, and not to mention the finished products waiting to be dispatched to customers. And lastly, Min, I understand you've been working in an employment agency and would like to look at the application process from an employer's point of view. We're about to advertise for new training staff to join my section, so you'll be with the person who's responsible for recruiting them. You might have some good ideas for how they should go about it. OK, now, if you'd like to come this way...